Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's been a while since we've heard that word. It's a word that speaks of new life, not a resurrected life, but a new life, a glorious life. We see how God, what he has done and what he has allowed throughout all of time. He continues to do the great and the beautiful things that we see. And even all of the dark and the disgusting and the terrifying things that we experience as well, all are done or allowed for one purpose, for our salvation, for your salvation, for my salvation. Christ didn't go through his passion and death to save mankind. He went through his passion and death and resurrection to save you. It's that personal. That's God's love for each and every one of his children. In fact, if only one person throughout all of history would have accepted his message and would have accepted that grace, he would have done it. He'd have gone through it for one person. So that one person would rise with him on Easter morning. That's how much God values each and every human life that he has created. Our readings tonight help point this out. They bring us through salvation history. From the very beginning of creation, all of God's covenants, we've experienced and heard from so many of our great fathers in faith, beginning in Genesis, where God created out of nothing. The formless wasteland, then the light and the dark, the sky and the lands and the oceans, the vegetation, fish and the birds, all of creation. And finally, he creates man and woman, giving them authority over all of his creations. Next, we read of God delivering his people from slavery to the Egyptians, their escape through the Red Sea, how God brings them new life through water. And he brings us new life today through the waters of baptism. We hear from the prophet Isaiah, "Come all of you who are thirsty, who have no money, enter into a land that is spilling with milk and honey, with God's blessings. Listen that you may have life." God's promise to his faithful people, to his children. And we heard from the prophet Ezekiel, the Israelite nation scattered throughout all of the world. And they're taken captive. But God looks with pity upon them and he rescues them. He doesn't rescue them as a reward for something that they've done, for some great and meritorious actions. He simply rescues them. It is for his glory. It is for his name. And he gathers them together and he promises a new spirit and a new heart. You shall be my people and I shall be your God. Then the glory is sung, summing up all of these events that we've read. The Gloria comes from the Old Testament. And in our epistle, Paul speaks of all of these things that are in the light of Christ. We are baptized into his death so that we may live in his life. This new creation. Without baptism, we are still in bondage to sin, just as the people of Israel were in bondage to the Egyptians. But through baptism, we are freed. Not from a physical slavery, but from something that is so much more oppressive, from the slavery to sin. It is much more deadly, and we are offered a new life in Christ, where there is no more death. And that is why we are here tonight, to celebrate this light of Christ that had been extinguished. Although we had a little hard time getting it going, we got it going. Thousands of Christians throughout the world are coming into the church tonight, receiving new life in Christ, giving new life to his church. Our gospel speaks of this new life, the holy men and women who come to the tomb of Christ. They don't come to the tomb to see new life. They're coming to embalm their Lord. But what did they find? Stone rolled back. An angel with the message that Christ is alive. And after this, they run away from the tomb. They're fearful. And they go to Peter and the other apostles. And this is what we are called to do. The tomb is our whole life. And we are called to leave it behind. The life of sin and death. And go quickly away from this. Following the example of these holy women, But they are fearful as they go as well. We can be fearful too. Because we can get so attached to the old ways. We can get so attached to our sin. We can think that it's impossible to get on without it. It almost becomes our identity, but it is a false identity. But that doesn't mean that it's not fearful. Because it is. To embrace that new life. But Jesus tells us he will be with us. And do not be afraid. He will be waiting with us. When we fall, he is there to help us up. When we are injured, he will heal us. So let us put the old behind and embrace that new life, the true life that we come to celebrate. Jesus Christ has truly risen. Hallelujah. And I would be remiss if I did not welcome everyone, all of our regular congregation, but also so many visitors that are with us tonight. And we all know what a Christer is, right? Welcome to the Christers. It's my prayer that this will, something tonight that you have heard, something tonight will sit in your heart and you will embrace this invitation that Christ has for you to live our faith. To become an example, to become a disciple, so that this church, the spot here and that spot there and that spot there, will be filled at this time next year. God bless you. So you'll notice that we lit the votive candle with the Easter candle light. So it's the new light lights the Easter candle. That light lights the votive candle. And theoretically, what we like to do is before the votive candle goes out, we light that from that light that's already burning and light the new one. And so we have the Easter candle that way burning all year long. It rarely happens. Sometimes it's good to get through Easter Sunday. But that's the ideal. So that's what we strive for. Once again, I'd like to welcome all of you and thank all of you. Thank choir, great job. Those that came together to decorate the church, put this whole liturgy together. It doesn't just happen. There's a lot of work that goes on, getting the candles ready, getting everything ready. Takes a lot of effort behind the scenes. So thank you for all of those that had a hand in taking care of that for this beautiful celebration.